Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. The Purple Ninjas were in Dr. Stinky Breath's backyard, planting weeds all over his grass. They had just received this assortment of weeds from Queen Ginge's castle. She had sent over some of her favorite weeds as a gift to Dr. Stinky Breath. The Purple Ninjas were a little surprised that they had now added gardener to their job title.
I really thought when I became, you know, a ninja for the world's most evil villain, I would be given more exciting jobs. I did not expect to be holding a shovel in one hand and a pot of grass weed in another.
Yeah, I know, isn't it great?
No, Steve, this is not what I had in mind for my life. I'm supposed to be doing something greater than this.
But what's greater than digging in the dirt? I love getting dirt in my fingernails.
Yeah, that's okay, I guess. I just thought, I don't know, I had a much greater calling in life to help an evil master take over the world.
Whoa, Edward, take a look at the weeds the queen sent over.
You know I don't like it when you say my name. What is it?
This plant is called a skunk vine. Wow. It's stinky. It smells just like a skunk.
Phew. Wow. That's great. The boss will love these. Huh. Looks like she sent a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, let's get them planted fast.
Okay, Steve. Pass me the shovel. Might as well make the boss lair the world's weediest lair in the world.
Meanwhile, across town, Jaden and Ava were just finishing up at school. They were grabbing their uniforms and cleats to get ready for soccer practice. It was also their turn to help out with the team's equipment and get the field ready to play on. This was a big responsibility. This meant they had to bring out all the cones, paint the lines on the field, and fill up the water bottles. Yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was work they loved doing.
Hey, Jaden! Yelled Ava. On your way back to the shed, can you grab another can of the white spray paint? I have to finish the end lines down here.
Yeah, sure thing, Ava, shouted Jaden.
Jaden ran back to the shed to grab the rest of the supplies, like the water bottles and the spray paint cans. But he caught a whiff of something pretty nasty smelling.
Oh, what in the world was that? Said Jaden. Smells like a whole family of skunks had a party back here. Ugh, yikes, that's bad.
Jaden felt like he even needed to squint his eyes because the smell was so bad, it almost even made his eyes sting. He grabbed everything he needed as quickly as he could and ran back towards the soccer field.
Hey, thanks so much, Jaden.
Yeah, the team should be here soon, so let's hurry up and finish the jobs.
Oh, Jaden, what's that smell?
I don't know, but I think there might be a family of skunks having some kind of party underneath the shed.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Well, we don't have time to worry about that right now. Can you help me finish painting the lines in the field?
Sure thing, Ava.
Ava and Jaden hustled away at getting the soccer field ready for their team's practice. Meanwhile, back at Dr. Stinky Breath's backyard, the Purple Ninjas had just finished planting all those weeds.
Wow, Steve. Phew, that was a lot of work. I think I need some stinky juice or something. I'm really thirsty.
Yeah, me too. Wait a second. The weeds look like they're growing. Like, right in front of my eyeballs.
What do you mean, Steve? We just put them in the ground a little while ago.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Those vines over there started growing into the forest. I can't even see the ends of them.
What in the world? Oh, I think those are the skunk vines. I don't know. I need to check the instructions Queen Jin just sent us. Maybe there's something that we did wrong.
The purple ninja grabbed a piece of paper off the ground and started reading it.
It says, take caution. This skunk vine is a genetically modified super grower.
That was a lot of big words. What does it mean to take caution? A super grower? You think it'll just keep growing? Like, all over the city?
No, that can't be true. Huh. Well, maybe it does. Steve, let's go show the boss and see what he thinks.
Jaden and Ava were now in the middle of their soccer practice. Ava was the starting goalkeeper on the team and was incredible at stopping the ball from going in. But practice was about to get a very rude and stinky interruption.
Connor! Pass me the ball!
Jaden got the ball and dribbled towards the goal. He looked up and tried to fake out Ava and made a big shot and... Whoa! Ava made a diving save and punched the ball away with her glove. Jaden stood there shocked as he couldn't believe she made the save. Ava gave him a smile and ran to get the ball that had now rolled into the forest behind the soccer goal.
Good shot, Jaden! Shouted the coach. That was the right play to make. But Ava, fantastic save! You're definitely ready for our big game this weekend.
Ah! Jaden!
Shouted Ava. Jaden ran over towards her and said, What is it, Ava? Did you lose the ball?
Well, yes and no. It's not lost, but I don't think we're getting the ball back.
Look, Ava pointed into the forest where the ball was.
Is that Ivy holding onto our ball?
Shouted Jaden.
Oh no, not Attack of the Crazy Plants again.
Yep, they are growing from the forest, which probably means they're coming from Dr. Stinky Breath's yard. Ava put her hands on her hips and said, Jaden, do you happen to have your salt blaster with you? We can probably take care of this pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think I do. I think it's in my bag. Hold on.
Jaden took off running, but the vines continued to grow and even crawled up onto the soccer field.
This is when Ava realized these vines, were the source of that skunky smell from earlier.
Ava! Shouted the coach. If you lost the ball, we have plenty more. We gotta get back to practice.
Hang on, coach. Jaden and I just need to fight this plant monster real quick. We'll kill it in no time.
Plant monster?
Shouted the coach.
What are you talking? I don't know. All right, team, everyone take a water break.
Jaden ran back with his bag and pulled out his salt blaster. This was the same blaster they used the last time they had a plant monster. Remember that one?
Yeah, salt works on some plants to remove the water inside of them, causing them to dehydrate and die.
Jaden blasted the vines with the salt, but nothing happened.
What? That was weird. Try again, Jaden.
Jaden lined up his salt blaster and said,
Take this, you evil plant creature!
What? It's not working!
Ava, what do we do?
By now, the vines had crawled fully onto the soccer field and were now visible by the entire team, including the coach.
What in tarnation is going on? And what's that smell? Ugh, I'm sorry, team, but practice is canceled! We need to call the landscapers in to take care of this disgusting problem.
As the coach walked back to his car, Jaden and Ava realized this was a serious problem, and they were going to need to get to HQ as soon as possible to figure out what on earth is going on. Back at Dr. Stinky Breath's house, the Purple Ninjas had just finished showing Dr. Stinky Breath the backyard catastrophe.
See, boss? We thought you would like all the weeds planted back here. But this skunk vine from Queen Jinja has started growing out of control. Is that a good thing, or are we in some kind of trouble?
Yeah. No, Pepper Ninjas. This is wonderful. You mean to tell me that this vine can maybe even cover the entire city in a stinky, smelly mess? That sounds like a perfect plan to me. Great job, Pepper Ninjas. Now let's see if we can get some more of these plants from Queen Gingivitis.
Oh no, what in the world is going on? Oh, I hope this isn't another attack of some crazy monster plants. But if the salt blaster didn't work, how in the world are we going to be able to control these vines before it's too late? I'm not sure what's going to happen next, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to JoJo from New York, Emma and Lily from Boston, Massachusetts, Hunter from Tennessee, Elijah from Florida, Tegan from Colorado, Oliver from Finland, Maxwell from Hawaii, and Scout from Massachusetts. I'm so glad that you're all on Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, if you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com to fill out that form so we can get you your access card in the mail. This is HQ, over and out.